With UPS, future you graduates from Metro College with zero debt. How? As a package handler, you'll have a great job while you attend Metro College, and 100% of your tuition will be covered. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at UPS.
We are ESPN Louisville, your home for the college football playoff, NFL, the Final Four, and best sports talk. Download the ESPN Louisville app today, delivered by UPS Jobs Kentucky.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number, 93.9. is the station. People, temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree, then DFH Company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Inquire about their Mitsubishi Mini Split for that hard to heat and hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
I do want to remind you, Louisville basketball takes on Virginia Tech Wednesday. Join Marcus Maben for the Louisville basketball pregame show at 6 p.m. on all stations.
Yes. Immediately
after the game, be sure to catch the official UofL Health postgame show with Ethan Moore around 8:30. Both shows on all sticks. How about that? Rolling. We're the first place.
Wait a minute. Why would you not have had us on all the stations?
Well, I mean,
get them out, move them out the way.
We do have to have.
We're the best show.
Kentucky coverage, I guess.
Do we?
Yeah, it's ESPN Louisville. I mean, it's cover all the sports. So, but
I want my show on.
Okay,
over everybody.
Fair enough. Well, we're the first place to take calls and hear live from Chris Mack. So, also ESPN Louisville's the flagship station for Bellarmine Knights basketball. Got a big win.
Coach D.
Catch every game on 93.9 The Ville and the ESPN Louisville app. Friday, Lipscomb at Bellarmine, 6:45 on 93.9 The Ville. And Saturday, Lipscomb at Bellarmine, 4:45 on 93.9 The Ville.
Hey, son.
Yeah, Lipscomb was picked number one in the conference preseason. So,
is Coach nervous?
He's foaming at the mouth.
For the opportunity.
Yeah, for the opportunity for this game.
Okay, so I'm curious about those two.
Okay.
Jeez.
Yeah,
it'll take time.
Yeah, it takes time. I mean, it's gonna that was kind of my point with Malik. He's going to have eight or nine games before we even get to the conference tournament. So, like, yeah, I mean, it's not a bad question, but, yeah, I mean, it's going to take him time. It's going to take Charles time. Like, I mean, if Charles comes back Wednesday or Saturday, I mean, I don't know that I'd expect him to play 40 minutes, you know.
I'm not
playing that game. All right, so.
So, okay, so speaking of David Johnson. Workmanlike performance, would you say?
Yes. He's
Brian, do you know what?
He's good.
Brian,
man.
Give the fans the stats of our backcourt of David Johnson and Carlick Jones. In the pregame show, I said it was one of those kind of like I'm being harsh on David today because it was like, okay, these are the days I needed you to grow up, David. Right? Like, you can literally go out there and do this. This is me in a pregame show. David, you can literally do anything you want out on this court today. And I need you to go out there and do it. Like, make me feel comfortable today that you can do anything you want.
You ready?
I am.
All right, so David Johnson played 37 minutes. He had 20 points, 8 rebounds, and 3 assists. Carlick Jones, he had 15 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 assists in 38 minutes.
Steve. somewhere, Coach Crum is like, that's what I want out of my guards.
Yeah.
Guards with stats like big man. Mm-hmm. 20 and 8?
Yeah.
50, what do you have? 15 and what?
15, 9, and 6.
Golly.
You got a point guard, y'all, that goes on the road at 12 o'clock in the ACC and just went and got you 15, 9, and 6, Steve.
Yeah. That's a heck of a game, man.
David Johnson is a sophomore.
Yeah.
And he just went and got you 20 and 8.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that's a heck of a game.
Those are some numbers.
Yeah.
Give me some more stats, Ryan. Give me some Jalen. I feel like getting irritated. Give me some Jalen Withers stats.
Some Jalen Withers stats. He went 22 minutes, 5 points, 7 rebounds, no assists.
7 boards?
7.
I like that. Okay, let me ask you this, because I saw somebody put this, and I heard Drew a couple times kind of harp on this. Are you worried? Because I'm not. I guess I shouldn't even say that, because I don't want to lead you anybody with that. But are you at all worried about David and Carlique's minutes?
I'm worried because I'm supposed to be, not because of anything I see.
But yeah, I mean, why are we supposed to be? I mean, really, I mean, I'm not saying they don't need a little bit.
No, just traditionally, as the coaching you, the fan of you, you got to need some rest. But
do you not want them playing at least 32 minutes a game?
Yeah, no, yeah, there's about a 5-minute difference that we're talking about. Yeah, here.
That's my point. Like, I'll play the game a little bit. Like, yeah, maybe not 38, 40 a game for them, but I'm only talking like 4 or 5 minutes here.
Max.
Yeah, max.
Yeah, yeah.
That I need.
Because if he played 29 minutes, you would be like, they didn't even play today.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm looking up something.
Give me DeAndre.
He had 11 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal in 25 minutes. 5 of 5 field goals.
DeAndre Davis, 5 of 5? They screwed up that stat because he missed one and got his own rebound.
ESPN has it as 5 of 5, 1 of 1 from 3.
Okay, well, they're wrong. I watched it with my own 2 eyes. They're wrong.
That's cool.
He turned around, shot it, got his own rebound, put it back in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think he played well for the most part. He's offensively, he's not been, but he didn't take a bunch of shots this game either. You know, he kept the offense moving. He got some buckets where he needed. He hit the big three in the corner. Again, defensively, he was good.
Is every three big for us?
It's bigger than it was.
Yeah, yeah.
It
feels like.
Yeah, it's bigger than it was last year.
Because we don't shoot a lot of threes.
Because, yeah, and we're not a great shooting team. Like, we've got some guys that can shoot it pretty good. I mean, even David. David hit 4. But David.
Wait a minute. Our point guard had 4 three-pointers mixed in with his 8
David
rebounds.
Was 4 of 6 from 3.
4 of 6. It's pretty good. I'll take 4 of 6.
I mean, I'm sure he could have hit 7 if he felt like it.
Yeah, if he had nobody else on his team worth a piss, yeah, he probably could have taken 4 or 5 more.
I mean, if he went into like overtime or double overtime or something, you think he would have hit 2?
Yeah. Yes, if he's got a team standing around looking at him like, would you shoot?
Somebody shoot.
We don't quite know what to do with it.
So, I don't know, because Coach isn't here anymore, and Bruiser Fent got us playing zone now, so... Think David could hit a couple threes.
Yeah, no, David's shooting it much better, man. Yeah, no, David is, look, enjoy David. Let's get this out of the way right now. Enjoy you some David Johnson in a Louisville jersey, because you got about 2 more months of it, 3 more months of it, hopefully. And that's it. You ain't going to see him again. He's playing really well. But, man, he can just do everything, and he showed it. He showed it, man. I mean, the reason I brought up David is because I probably feel the most confident with him shooting right now, oddly enough.
Okay, what's David's grade?
Oh, he's an A+. He was an A+, man. He was good on Saturday.
What's Carly's grade?
He's probably an A.
I'm listening.
I don't know, because I guess I hold him to 20 and 20 and 10 standards now?
David also had one block, and Carleek had one steal.
How many turnovers did they have? Somebody was asking on the text line here. Turnovers. How many turnovers did they have?
Oh, sorry. 14 total.
Yeah. Okay. No, I mean for David and Carleek specifically.
Four combined, three from Jones and one from David.
Okay.
I mean, so David,
I'll take four between the two every day. Yeah.
So David had 28-3 with one turnover.
One turnover.
And Carleek Jones had 15-9-6.
Yeah.
With three turnovers.
And two of Carleek's turnovers were just like he probably like, were just, I don't want to say bonehead, but it was like just.
Yeah, the guy's right in front of him.
He
yeah.
wouldn't make that play ever again. Like, it was two of them he tried to throw across court. It was just like, and both times he was like, he had that look. Like,
listen,
that was, I don't know.
What he was. Carleek was running back before the guy even stole the ball. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he threw it, and he's just like, that's stupid.
Like, he just immediately took off down the floor.
He was running back on defense before the guy even stole the ball, Steve.
Because he did have a couple. It was just like, what are you doing?
But when you have six assists.
Yeah, you're trying. It's what Coach Max said. You're trying to get the ball, you know.
Would you take those stats out of your guards?
Somebody said, yes. Somebody said missed a couple front ends of one-on-ones for Carleek and knocks him down to an A. That's good. Okay. Yeah, I'll take that. But again, and I get what the text line's doing. That's why it's not aggravating me. I get it. You're playing well. We're trying to nitpick them.
If you want to nitpick Yeah. Carleek was also 0-for-3 from three.
Okay. But he only took three.
Carleek?
Yeah.
He was 9-of-11 from the free throw line. He had 11 free throws.
But Carleek.
I mean, this backcourt is as good.
Go do some laps, Carleek.
I know. David, Carleek, do something.
I love you.
Yeah. We shot 47% from three as a team.
Punch each other.
Wait a minute, 47. I mean, you think most schools would sign up to shoot 47% from the three and not be considered a good 3-point shooting team, Steve?
84% from the free throw line as a team on 19 attempts. 11 of those were from Jones.
I don't know what to say. I mean, they were good. They were good
against an in-conference ACC team.
Yeah. Satterfield landed a grad transfer. Kendrick Duncan from Georgia Southern, safety.
What position was Russ East?
Safety.
Yeah. He was that the Russ East replacement?
He was a Sun Belt All-Conference performer.
Oh, no. No, Steve. No. Don't you do that right now. Don't you set this up right now, Steve. Where is he from?
Well, he played at Georgia Southern.
Sun Belt? Is that another one of those conferences that you can't grad transfer me?
He's a native of Stockbridge, Georgia.
No, Steve, you're not allowed to do that around here.
Had 146 tackles, 6 interceptions in 3 seasons.
You're not allowed to do that, Steve. You can't come from any conference other than the SEC.
Played 6 games this year, had 28 tackles, 5 pass breakups, 2 interceptions.
This season.
And he's got 2 years of eligibility left.
Have to do a little video look up on him, Steve. Just throw that in there, Satterfield, while you're chilling. But go get me a running backs coach right now.
I know. Anyways, so yeah, just wanted to throw that out there since people were listening.
So Carleek is an A.
I think so. I mean, I mean, maybe people grade different. I thought he was an A. He was good. Like I said, man, this.
I think he's an A+, man.
I mean, he probably was. I just was like, well, do I give Steve. Both my point guards A+ or not? I don't
Steve,
know.
Think about what world you live in.
Yeah.
You just gave a guy. A guy had 15 and almost 15-10 Wait, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He had LeBron James numbers, and Steve is talking about.
Well, I guess that's a good point. He did miss the front end of 2 by 1s. He was 9-11, but those misses are going to cost you. So, 6 assists is not really.
I don't know. I was like, give him a C.
No, he is an A+.
He was awesome.
Listen,
the backcourt was awesome. The backcourt just pisses excellence, Marcus. God, they're just good, and I'm scared to. I think I'm scared to say it.
You know why I give him the A+? I was replaying his game. Want to know why I gave Carlick the A+?
Listen,
a couple of those, they get a bucket. They look like they got something going. Your boy Hart hits a bucket. They're full court pressing us. Carlick, go. Think about this. You inbound the ball to your point guard. In a kind of a pressure situation. They cut it to 8 or whatever.
Okay.
Your point guard against a full court press dribbles it all the way up the entire court, never passes it, hits a floater right at the dotted line.
Yeah.
We're back on defense.
Yes.
I look, but our team is tough with scoring. Yeah, I'm gonna fix that.
Yeah.
And when a guy can break a press by himself and go straight to the basket and get a free throw or get a bucket. And you didn't have to make one pass. Not only is that uplifting for your own team, it's another coach. If you want to make another sideline anxious, have your point guard dribble all the way up the court and score a bucket with no passes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Their coach is over there. You remember how fast they called the timeout in the second half?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Two possessions in. Yeah.
So, yeah. You come out like that, you put some uncomfortableness on that other sideline. It's like we look like we can't stop him. Now we look stupid. Now we can't press. And you remember I told you guys going into the year, I'm wondering about how we're going to handle these presses because a press should be, oh my God, they're pressing, y'all. They're pressing. Sound the alarm. You know, they're pressing. Somebody's going to get a dunk or we're about to get a lot of points. Mm-hmm. David Johnson did it. Going straight to the basket.
Yeah.
There's no hesitation. A+ out of both of my back.
Well, Carlick, I loved what he did too. He started to, when the press started to come, he started just to go all the way to the paint.
Yes.
And then he would decide at that point, do we have something? If not, and he wasn't afraid to turn it back out.
Yep.
And yeah. But I'm going to get to the heart and figure something out. And then we'll decide
Put them on their heels.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's why he's A+.
I thought they were good.
Okay, Jalen Withers.
Jalen was a B. He wasn't bad. He wasn't bad this game, I didn't think. 5-7. I'd like to see more point total coming out. Seven, that's a lot of rebounds, man.
I want to give him a Coach Mack grade, right?
Yeah.
But Marcus Maben, You go down the lane. They give you a perfect bounce pass. You're wide open by yourself. You lay up that basketball. Yeah. I'm never going to give you anything higher than a C.
That's fair.
Until you change your attitude. But he had such a great attitude out there on the defensive end.
Yeah.
I saw him playing tougher. I mean, he still fought. Like, I saw him working some things out of his genetics. You know what I'm saying? Out of his DNA. Sure. Like, you still fall. You still give up an extra bit. Oh my God, Steve, he posted up one time. He rode his guy. You know what? I'm going to do something about this dunking thing, right?
Yeah.
But I got to separate this from this evening, go back and look at Jalen Withers in the post. Get wide. He rode his guy all the way up the entire lane. And sealed them, like had a, you know, like, I don't know if we made a bad pass to get the ball to him, but he was physical on the offensive end. He was spreading. He was giving them a target. Like, Jalen played well, man. He played well. I'm listening.
I'll talk later.
Let me get to the phone lines then. Rose, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Oh, Ross, sorry, Ross. Ross, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up,
Feeling
man?
Good.
So, you know, we all know, I mean, at least I thought it was pretty obvious that the Wisconsin game, like from the very jump, yeah, like Wisconsin played a great game, and they looked like they were better, but I really do believe if it wasn't for that 18-day layoff that game would have been much closer. I think it was just a combination of us being off so long, and that was, you know, that was just a situation where Wisconsin, I felt like, knew that they could jump on us early, and that was going to kind of just really almost put the game away. You hate to say that, but, I mean, you could just watch that in the first half, and it just, like, our defensive rotations were just, like, an entire, like, pass too slow. I mean, everything, like, you've been kind of alluding to, like, everything was just constantly in recovery mode, and just we just looked super slow, and with a team like Wisconsin, the style of ball they play, how they're real sharp about passing it around the perimeter and stuff, that's just not going to work. So I think it was just a combination of both things. But that being said, you know, I think what we're seeing right now with Withers is very encouraging, because I think it's, you know, it's a lot of stuff that we've heard even since going into, like, last year at practices when he was redshirting or whatever, you know, that, you know, like, this guy's got a lot of talent. And I think now, like, he's either gotten the wake-up call, or he's and or is starting to kind of fill himself in a good way. Yep. You know, he just seems to kind of slowly kind of start. He's starting to come out some. And, you know, Marcus, you made a comment on your late-night show about how there was a rebound, like, before whatever game it was before the Kentucky game, I guess. Somebody, like one of our guards, took the ball away from Jalen, and Jalen kind of just, like, backed off, kind of, like, just put his hands up.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know if you, like, this past game against Boston College, like, it was him and maybe Sam, which Sam's a pretty good rebounder, I think. You know, he's pretty physical and gets in there, and Jalen grabbed the ball. I mean, he two-handed it, held it high, and, like, he pulled it away, and he was like, this is my ball. You know, and that's kind of something, like, that you and Steve and all of us kind of been, you know, saying, like, we need to see that kind of expressive body behavior from him. And I think what we're seeing right now is that we're seeing him kind of starting to blossom a little bit. And that's a good thing. So, you know, hopefully that can continue. I really like what I see from this team. Like, again, the 18-day layoff thing was just, to me, I felt more that was an anomaly more than anything, like, just because of COVID and everything. I mean, we were playing so dang good before that, and then it was just, like, polar opposite watching them come and play after the layoff. So I think, you know, and it's just crazy, like, I didn't know that much about Midland, but somebody sent me the tape of him versus Gonzaga last year.
Mm-hmm.
In their tournament or whatever, and I mean, and then that dude can ball a little bit. So I mean, like, that's going to be a welcome addition coming off the bench, and I think that's going to give, it's going to make Sam work harder, because he ain't going to be, Sam's, I thought, been playing well, but we can still get more from him. So, anyways, I like the direction the team's going, man, and I really love this team, because college basketball is guard driven, and our guards are legit. I mean, there's no way around it. We have a great backcourt.
Right. You remember, said, we actually didn't have Carleague against Wisconsin, too. Like, let's not forget about that.
Yeah, and that's a big deal. And that, you know, I'll make this one point, I'll get off here. But, like, you know, so y'all were saying that somebody was saying about, you know, our guards playing too many minutes. There's nothing to be concerned about with them playing that much, because, like you said, we want them on the floor. Like, we absolutely want them on the floor, because we're a better team when they're out there. The only thing you worry about is that maybe there's not some other guys getting more rotation that they could, because you always know if you're going to have that run in March Madness, you're going to end up in a position where one of your star players is going to be, you know, in a situation early in the first half of 2000, you're going to have to possibly take them to the bench.
Right.
And you need to have somebody step up. So it's really just a matter of question of, like, who is going to be that guy if that were to happen. And those are all what ifs. But, you know, there's no reason to really be concerned with that right now other than that. That's all, but it's not important to talk about until you actually get to that situation. So, I, you know, as long as we're not running the tires off these guys, I mean, Carlick looks like he's getting stronger. COVID was killing him. Like, he couldn't breathe, like, 8 minutes into games, like, just a week ago or more. So, he looks like he's getting stronger to me again. He's starting to get his health back. So, anyway, thanks for taking my call, guys, and go Cards.
Appreciate it, man.
Go Cards. I appreciate it. He wanted to talk basketball.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with it, man. Yeah, totally. I'm okay with it.
And we're going to keep it rolling along. Joel, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Happy New Year, fella. Man, I thought I rambled a lot, man. That guy there. But, hey, I like it. Yeah, man. I mean, kind of to piggyback real quick off that guy or what he was talking about, Ross. You guys are talking about. But after that, I knew, and you could see it even in that Pitt game. And I called in after that game to a show and was talking about it. Just didn't look like they had the wind back underneath them yet. They didn't have that conditioning yet. And you could tell it. And it's like you said, Marcus, you take 10 days off. I mean, imagine, you know, I took 10 days off at the house and didn't do anything. Then all of a sudden, I'm going to wake up on that 11th day and go run about 3 or 4 miles. I'm going to be winded. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it takes a minute to get yourself back underneath you. But, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, man, I don't know what you guys think. I think with those two guys, that backcourt, I mean, this is, in my opinion, and, you know, obviously things happen and it's early as far as predictions go, but it's a Sweet 16 team at least right now, I think. Mm-hmm. I think it can go a lot further than that, depending on, you know, what the Menlin guy does and obviously Malik coming back and things like that. But this team is very promising, and they're just getting better and better. Now, granted, we don't know if another outbreak or anything will happen between now and the next couple of months, which maybe it will, who knows. But where they're sitting at right now, man, it looks very promising. And I'm excited for the team. But that's all I got, fellas. Just Happy New Year. And it's exciting to watch these games with these guys growing and getting better.
Listen, have a good one. 100%. Breaking news, they're going to expand the tournament to exactly 144 teams.
I know. It's not true. But that is funny. Well, unfortunately, though, they still have to play more games, so they probably won't be lower than that.
You know how many people just believed you with that?
I know.
Mike, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Thanks, guys. Man, what a great weekend. Just a couple points, and mostly about our chemistry. So, you know, you can have bad team chemistry and be a good team, but I think we've got I like this chemistry more than I've seen in the past, and I think Steve's mentioned it before, but so after the Kentucky game, when Sam was in foul trouble, didn't have a good game, he was the most hyped guy in the locker room. And we've seen guys pout before after wins, right, when they didn't play a lot or something happened. But Sam was the most hyped guy in there. I love seeing that. But the other day, man, there was two plays in particular that just kind of got me out of my chair. And one of them was the pass Quinn made to Jalen when Jalen kind of blocked his guy off at the free throw line and had the whole lane. And Quinn threw just a perfect lead pass
right. And
was screaming for the and one. I love that, man. He was the loudest one screaming for the M1 and pretty animated that the ref wouldn't give it to him. And then the other play where Quinn had nothing to do with was when G Wiz got that offensive rebound and put back. And if you look in the background, Quinn's jumping up, pumping his fist, and he's the happiest guy on the court, man. And I just think that just bodes well for our chemistry. Every time you see a timeout in the huddle, you see kind of David and Carly talking to each other about what's going on and kind of directing traffic. Man, I love that about this team. Man, good, bad, or ugly, the chemistry, man, is great on this team from afar. I don't know how it is in the locker room, but I'm telling you, from looking at the games and from looking at the locker room videos and from seeing how they act on the court, win, lose, or draw, man, I mean, I think this chemistry is a big deal, and I think we have it this year. Thank you, guys.
No, listen, I do appreciate the call.
Gee Whiz is such a good nickname. I still can't get over that.
So Mike, your two favorite plays were Quinn and Gabe.
Mine too. No lie. Like, you put some credit on him.
Quick commercial break. We're going to have to talk about that video.
Oh, yeah.
Man, y'all don't go nowhere. Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
With UPS, future you graduates from Metro College with zero debt. How? As a package handler, you'll have a great job while you attend Metro College, and 100% of your tuition will be covered. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at UPS.
We are ESPN Louisville, your home for the college football playoff. NFL, the Final Four, and best sports talk. Download the ESPN Louisville app today. Delivered by UPS Jobs Kentucky.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. So here's what happens. This is what it's like in this radio station working with Steve Rummage.
Okay.
You know, we're all deep into conversation. We're in the grade segment and all this good stuff. And we're deep into it, right? I look over Steve, and Steve's nose is literally touching his cell phone. And he moves his cell phone out of his way, and he's smirking. And you can tell he doesn't want to have a show for at least 5 minutes. He wants to go to commercial break, and he wants to show me something. Steve just showed me the video of our, what conference, Steve?
Sunbelt?
Our new Sunbelt grad transfer. Y'all know, okay. Y'all know Steve and myself. By the way, I do think the hair on Jalen Withers kind of changed his attitude a little bit.
I think it did. And by the way, I'm really happy Dickie V got his congratulations to Dante Allen tweet sent out.
You have to read it.
Dick Vitale, 1 minute ago, he's happy for the kid, happy for a kid like Dante Allen who finally got a real chance, and did he deliver at Coach Calipari, at Kentucky men's basketball, at Jerry Tipton. Kentucky.com/sports/college basketball. I'm glad he got that out, though. Good job. Thanks, Dick.
I'm glad they got the guy at Bleacher Report to also retweet the video, the locker room video of the celebration.
It's always good to have a...
To turn things around after an overtime road win at Mississippi State. That's a turnaround. Like, I didn't know we lived in a world where all you need is one game. You can literally be 1-6 or 1-7, Steve, or whatever they are, and win one game, and everybody say you turned around your whole season.
I know. Well, not everybody.
You're right. So, thanks for interrupting, you know, with the Dick Vitale news. It's good news to hear. So, Steve has to go to commercial, y'all. He's excited. Steve and I like to look at the little details around the guy first. Where'd you say he was from again?
Stonebridge, Georgia.
I like saying names like Stonebridge, Stonebrook, Georgia, Mount whatever, Georgia, right? I like saying names like that, right?
Yeah.
I also like when my players come in. And have y'all seen, like, Derrick Henry's hair? Like, you know how, like, you know he has a lot of hair, but it's all in just one big, thick rope straight to the back? Like, I don't really have time to do my hair. My job is to be a monster out here on this football field.
Yes.
I don't have time to be getting my hair, you know, maintained.
Absolutely.
So I'm just going to Derrick Henry the whole band, all of my hair. And then you see this guy. You see these videos where he's towering over, you know, some opponents. And he looks very, very aggressive. And then you see the highlights of, put it this way, at first glance, you're going to think he's physical enough to be on this team and be on this field. Looks like an early contributor, Steve, would you say?
Yes.
And this is like I said, this is just us doing a little bit of quick highlight stuff. I mean, we can you know, we'll be able to dig in detail a little more, but I think you'll like the first glance, guys.
I totally agree.
Softball Dad Dustin, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, a number of things, but just and look, I'm not going to overproduce or try to take anybody's job, but I just had a thought.
I'm listening.
So, you know, Bobby V does We Want to Know Wednesdays and what Fred Cowgill Tuesdays or whatever. I came up with just a small theme. I think you may want to consider maybe a pumpkin spice Friday.
Mm.
And like a Thanksgiving Monday.
Thanksgiving Monday.
Yeah. That's a great one.
That's the one.
All right, y'all figure out the rest of the week. If you can't, I will.
Look,
what if we did?
What do you think about that segment on Monday, Marcus?
I appreciate like that name? Call.
What if we did a Dick Tweets Monday?
Dick Tweets.
Who's gonna sponsor? Moby Dick.
Moby Dick. Somebody call Scott Kennedy. Moby Dick's Dick Tweets.
I really don't know what to do with that one.
Dickie V. Let's do it.
Yeah. Chargers fire head coach Anthony Lynn. You said what? Is something gonna catch my attention?
No, I'm not gonna do it. Not gonna do it. But I'm glad he got that out there though. That was really good. So
did Dick Vitale.
Yeah, it was good for him. So there's that.
I bet he tweets again about Kentucky
within the next 20 minutes.
Within the next 2 hours, Steve. I bet he tweets another Kentucky props.
Yeah. Yeah.
I bet you he does.
I would agree with that. Yeah. So anyway, so there's that. The transfer, I'm with you, man. I like that. That's a good pickup for the squad. Now you've got him.
At first glance, again, we won't jump off the ledge.
Yeah, yeah, you've got him. But I like, you know, him, Keytrell Clark. But again, that's what excites you about going into another year is when you start adding new pieces and things to a team that struggled.
And I like grad transfers.
Again, not when you bring that whole team back.
A team that struggled didn't hold him back.
Yeah. Well, they're going to be great this year. Like, okay. Right. Well, yeah, maybe.
Are we still in grades?
Or maybe they're not good. I don't know. Just throwing it out there. just toss that one out and you can do what you want with that one. I mean, you know, this one was kind of tough to grade, though. Seriously. Because I think that this one was. So this Boston College game, outside of David and Carleek, who I think were clearly A's and A pluses or whatever, the rest of it, man, it was almost just like a team grade. Like, I really think our team got a solid A for, look, defensively, you're coming together. You're, okay, all right, that's the second time you tweeted it. Our text, you're going to have to address this one. Charles Menlin is similar to Alvin Sampson.
Okay, you said it out loud, Steve. Now you address it.
I'm not addressing it. I'm not. I don't think that. I didn't say that.
Charles Menlin is not Alvin Sims. Don't ever text that again.
Period.
Listen, yeah, like I'm not gonna talk about that. I'm not gonna be demeaning about it or anything. I'm just going to say, don't ever text that again to me. No,
and it's a good texter. It's not knocking the text.
No, I'm protective of Alvin Sims. Just don't do it. It's not worth the. It's not the work. It's not worth me watching Charles Menlin in a game and going, as soon as he misses a dunk, me going, and somebody thinks that that's Alvin Sims, and it's a good text. They're like, and Charles Menlin's gonna run into me, and I'm like, do you think you're better than Alvin Sims? And he's gonna be like,
who's Alvin Sims?
No, who said that? Oh no, he might know his history, but he
who dis?
Yeah, but I'm telling you that
I'm like, no, get out of here. Get out of my brain. Yeah, no, that's funny.
You read the whole thing?
It's like, get out of my head. So anyways, yeah, no. Yeah, no.
Quinn, great.
Quinn was good. I don't know. Wait, see, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I think everybody else was kind of like a B.
Did Josh Nickleberry get pulled for a setback jumper?
I thought that was a good shot. I don't care. Look, I'll fight that one to the death. I think it's a good shot.
Do you think Mac pulled him because of that? Because it looked like he turned around and sent somebody in for Josh, like right there on the spot.
I know, and that may have not been the case, but I feel like that was a pretty good shot.
I'm gonna have to go back and look at the two plays before that.
I know,
you know, just to see like.
I know somebody Texter says he definitely did. Like, yeah, I think you're right, Texter.
That he pulled him on that shot.
But I was like, I thought that was a good shot. I was like, what? I mean, this, you know, between his legs, step back. I mean,
unless he's not shot that shot in practice a lot.
And maybe, you know, it's something he's told him not to do. I mean, yeah, and it was too early. That's probably true. But
Max,
I want my guys to score, like.
Yeah, Mac doesn't snatch on a shot, though.
And it was dead on. He just missed it. I mean, it was in and out. He just.
And the other three he shot went in and out.
Yeah.
The heat check.
He jacked the one. It's just like.
I like the Josh Nickleberry the heat check shot, but even the next one he got, the next clean look he got, it went down and out.
He's a scorer, man. Like, I'm okay with that. Like, I don't know. But again, that's Coach Mac. Like, and you know what? I'm 7-1. So
and
whatever you say goes.
And
bro,
we owe an apology right now anyway, just for doing the Aiden thing. Telling you, during that game, I went completely into a different world. Like, dude, there's no way Aiden is ready to know these rotations.
I know.
But I really didn't appreciate until this year how good a Coach Mac team can look on defense when they're connected.
That's a good point.
Because I watched him with juniors and seniors that weren't his.
Yeah.
And weren't necessarily tough defenders.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's fair.
Yeah, like Ryan McMahon can't do what, like if Ryan McMahon is my guard. Christian Cunningham is my guard. You know what I'm saying? Like if that's my backcourt, they're not looking like David, Carlique, and DeAndre.
No. No, I mean, that's what I say. We kind of go straight to the big man situation. But, I mean, you have a long Denny Crum-looking team. I mean, like, where it's like, yeah, you may not have a huge big man. You know, you got Malik, and, I mean, you know, Gabe's 6'10", and Malik's 6'11", when he gets back. But everybody else, outside of Carlique, you've got one guy that's 6'4". Everybody else is 6'5 or above. Outside of Carlique and Josh. Josh is 6'4. Carlique is 6'1. Everybody else is 6'5 or higher. Across the board. I mean, and you go back and you watch some of them Crum teams, man, and it was just like, God, they're huge. I was watching some of your games, and I was just like, they're massive. I mean, it's just huge. You got guys out there like Tobias Hopper looking like, you're like, is he a two guard or a center? Like, you know, it's like you just couldn't tell.
Right.
Yeah, and that's kind of the way Louisville's team is right now, man. Like, you're like, okay, what position? Who plays what? Like, everybody.
Yeah. Look, Sam, get the ball, get up the court.
Yeah.
Tony Williams, get the ball, get up the court. Nate, get up the court.
Yeah.
Like, why are y'all even, like, waiting for Carlique to come back? Like, but you understand, like, okay, it's funny you say that. Like, you understand the names a coach can call you. It is like, are you like, wait a minute, you just got this rebound, but that's where I say the Kenny Payne effect.
Yeah.
You like OG coaches will say, Sam, you got the ball. You got the rebound.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big goofy guy guarding you. You mean to tell me you can't dribble the ball up the court and look and see if you have an opportunity to take him? Like, you don't want it. You don't want to eat. Like, what's wrong with you?
By the way, I will. Chris Mack just said Charles Menlem will not play against Virginia Tech, but is participating in practice, and his availability for later games will be determined by how he responds. So that sounds like Saturday, if all goes well. It's about what I was thinking. I was thinking probably not going to turn around and play Wednesday.
I thought he was going to throw him in there for some minutes. But again, you cannot have any screw-ups on this kind of defense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You cannot have screw-ups.
Yeah. Okay, one thing. Let me is Chris Mack, like, does he have, like, a press conference today or something? I don't know. It's like,
You mean like is one going on right now or something?
Yeah.
I think it would be, isn't it tomorrow because he does it the day before a game?
Yeah, unless he's just talking. Unless he's just, maybe he's got an ACC conference call or something right now.
He just went live.
Just go live. Speaking of that, they did announce the tournament sites for the NCAA tournament. Bankers Life Fieldhouse. That's what we thought.
I'm never going there again.
Hinkle. If we play there, I'm out. Hinkle.
Yeah, I'm not going.
Hinkle Fieldhouse?
Okay, it's the ACC coaches teleconference.
Okay, cool, cool. Okay, all right, cool. Well, then if anything, good. Charles is probably the biggest thing to come out of that then. So if anything else comes out, we'll pass that along. Hinkle Fieldhouse. I think that's going to be kind of neat. Indiana Farmers Coliseum. I mean, this is going to be just basketball.
Purism.
Purist. Mackey Arena. So up in Purdue.
Okay.
Assembly Hall. IU. And Lucas Oil will have two courts. One game at a time.
I'll go to Lucas.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
you really jumped out on them there.
Yeah, me too. But no, it's that's going to be kind of neat, man, because it's going to be very intimate basketball and Lucas Oil, but basketball settings, like historical, like it's going to have a feel of like a real basketball. Look, and then look.
Go ahead and do it.
And then, for all my delegation listening out there, we're going to have Gonzaga and Iowa. And
it's gonna, this is the year.
I mean, did I wake up? Is it 1940? Like, what the heck, dude? Like, what's going on here?
Well, we're going to have a Kentucky, Texas, West wrestling in the championship.
Great runner there by Jack Smith.
Oh no,
but I mean that. I think I'm kind of in for that, man. I think it's going to be a cool little, considering the circumstances. And
I know, and I'm going to be moody, and I'm going to kind of like hate on everything just because I think I got a good team this year.
Well, no, but I kind of like that.
No,
shoot, right up in Indy. Well, it's all over Indiana because obviously West Lafayette and different places.
Doesn't matter where it is, Steve. I'm going to be like, of course they would send us to West Lafayette. Of course they put us in
the Bankers. The furthest place away.
Right. Of course. Oh, look, we lose in Bankers Life, so where do you send Louisville? Straight to Bankers Life. We're done, y'all. I mean, listen, last time we had a 2-seed in Bankers Life Fieldhouse, I mean, we lost in the Final Four, but we're done. You know,
you know where the serious yelling's going to come, though? When you get Purdue in West Lafayette, or no, I don't know.
There's no way they would.
Do you think they'll do that? Do you think they'll say, you know what, this year, IU, you can't play?
This year they would. This year they would. They'd say, listen, because this is a state where all the games are being played here.
Yeah.
Hey, Indiana just got Louisville at home.
Yeah.
Purdue versus Louisville, West Lafayette.
I know.
Sorry, guys. Like, we couldn't.
I'm kind of here for it, though. I don't know. I think it's going to be neat. So, whatever. Oh, but that's it, man. You know what? It is a big week. It is a big week. You've got Virginia Tech and then Georgia Tech on Saturday. I mean, that comment there made me think Charles is a good chance. Charles plays Saturday against Georgia Tech. Wednesday night, you're going to have a full.
Is Coach Mack going based on what he needs for certain games?
That's a funny text. Yeah, sure. I mean, I think
Virginia Tech's all shooters, so. You know, I need this kind of guy for this kind of game.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair enough.
Oh, okay. I don't feel like, yeah, you're right. Like, I don't feel like we need to go through, like, the hot grades because, yeah, it was pretty much a generally good game. For everybody, if there's stuff we didn't cover, I'm going to have fun digging into the background of our new grad transfer.
Yeah.
And probably going to poke my eye out.
I know. With the hot iron. But anyways, I'm ready for it, man. Look, tomorrow we'll reset. We'll get some things rolling. We'll figure out what, you know, moving forward kind of. And you know, around here, 24 hours, something, you never know what could happen.
I'll be then. On the lookout for Dick Vitale tweets.
Oh, yeah. It was a good weekend. It was a good Monday, man. Yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
As always, 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. YouTube channel made for the Ville. Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.